Joe Bartnik, it's time to start Puck Off.
That's fantastic. Welcome back, Frage. How was Hockey Town?
I am a road dog.
You are a road
dog. Two gigs back to back.
There you go.
I've never done that before, and I am wiped out. I had a great time, though. I was in Phoenix with Paul Rodriguez.
Must have been fun.
That was really fun for New Year's. A lot of Coyote fans coming up.
The desert dogs are proud now.
They are. They're looking good, aren't they?
Fabulous.
And they're not afraid to say it.
Oh, right.
It was great to see him, the Puck offense. And then Hockey Town, my hometown, Detroit, doing some shows there last weekend. It was great at the Comedy Castle.
A lot of Puck Off fans come out to say,
I'm so happy
you got to go out and get to where the fans are.
I loved it. You keep telling me that you run into them out there on the road, and I hadn't experienced it, so it was great to have the fans come up and talk about Puck Off. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Especially in Detroit.
Man, those are real hockey fans.
Yeah, that's our people.
They really know their hockey.
Yeah. Those guys are, most of our biggest fans, Detroit, Chicago, and Pittsburgh, right? And all of our old haters in Minnesota.
Yeah. We turned them around.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting to see what's going on out there too. It's been an interesting year.
I got to say, I missed you so much last week. I was telling Johnny, I hope it was a good show, because we missed 2 weeks and there was so much to talk about that I felt like I tried to put 9 hours a show into 45 minutes, and I that's why we need the captain.
You run
the power play here.
Wow. Yeah, but you got all the firepower. I get so many compliments on you, I can't tell you. And then the other thing that was cool was I got a compliment on your stand up.
How drunk was that guy?
Well, he was pretty drunk, but
he must have been hit. He must have been. He needs concussion protocol.
Yeah, it's this guy, TJ Wary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A very funny kid from he's not from Boise. He lives in Boise, and he said he worked with you in Santa Barbara. And you were hilarious.
Oh well,
thank
him, and thanks for listening. And you got to see your Red Wings are on fire right now. Good time to be in Hockey Town.
Good time to be there. They are looking good. And
the Kings tripped them up a little bit, but they stormed through Anaheim, much to the delight of Johnny Bench.
Yeah, Johnny
who was in
it.
Attendance.
I was there.
He loved it. Megan, not so much.
No, we had a fight.
You did have a fight?
That's tough for the relationship when that game happens. But I was there, Johnny. I'm glad Johnny was there to represent.
Yeah, was he wearing it?
You had your Wings gear. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a great game. Tatar scored in the first 16 seconds.
Love that.
Yeah. Did you already have your beer or your nachos by then, or were you still in the lobby?
I was walking up the steps, my head turned.
Well, at least you saw it.
Yeah,
it was awesome. They played great.
They're looking good.
Looking very good. I think it's weird because sometimes I've been answering online on Twitter. And it's like I love how Johnny's in charge of the Twitter, but then people tag me, and then sometimes I get into the fray.
Yeah,
And then sometimes I leave it for the show. But someone was really pushing the Larkin for Rookie of the Year. We don't give Larkin enough love, and I think we absolutely give Larkin enough love. And then they're pushing Panarin, and the Doughboy, the Yeast Mode, in Chicago. And I've been accused many, many times of being a Chicago homer, which is kind of ridiculous because I'm truly a Penguins homer.
Well, yeah, I think you just appreciate their
right. I said I just appreciate greatness. But you ask me who the Rookie of the Year is, as great as Panarin is, and Panarin is absolutely
fantastic. He's having an amazing season.
Amazing hands. I mean, he beats the Penguins like running mules. But I mean, someone sent me a funny thing. It was like, did you see the World Wildlife Federation is banning Panarin because he kills penguins all the time. that being said, I love Panarin's sweet hands. I mean, an amazing rookie. He's not the Rookie of the Year. Larkin is the Rookie of the Year.
Well, yeah, and where does that guy get off saying we don't talk about him?
No.
I talk about him all the time.
I guess.
Come on, man.
To take that back, I think he wanted Larkin for a Dio. And I think you've even given Larkin
a
deal.
I think we did.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
But anyway, Larkin's the Rookie of the Year.
Well,
as much as I want to, you know, as much as Detroit is a team and they got the Witch and they got Tatar and Gustav Nyquist could be in a milk carton this year.
My favorite player. Yeah. I don't know what happened to him.
I mean, and Helm and, you know, everyone's playing great. I mean, and Mrazek is on his head half the time. Larkin has carried the Red Wings.
Well, look, look what he's going to be in the future. That kid's going to be a superstar.
I mean, that, but that's, I mean, would Panarin...
He already has all the skills.
Would Panarin be doing that without being on Patrick Kane's line? Because, I mean, I know Larkin's playing with the Witch or he's playing with Zetterberg, but they're a little bit past their prime. I can say that.
I just love his heads-up play at 19. To have all that awareness on the ice at that age.
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible.
Yeah.
The fact you make the Red Wings when you're 19, they hold you in Kalamazoo until you're like 35.
Yeah, he just didn't want to be in Kalamazoo that
No,
way.
That's how...
I'm out of here.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's your alma mater.
Home of my alma mater. Actually, a very cool town.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've played Kalamazoo. Good times. But, you know, I mean, Larkin is just phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. I'd go rookie.
Panarin is ridiculous, and Panarin, you know, he's like Jari Kurri. I mean, he could end up scoring 800 goals in this league if he stays on the Blackhawks, doesn't pull a Brandon Saad. Panarin, don't wake up the day after you win the Stanley Cup and ask Stan Bowman for more money.
Lesson learned.
You'll be playing for Tortorella somewhere.
Lesson learned. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I mean, that's true, man.
But, I mean, Larkin, well, now the rumor is that they're even looking at Nyquist, the Kaiser pick for Steven Stamkos, but Detroit never makes those deals. Would you make that deal?
No, I don't know.
The problem with that deal is you got to pay Stamkos $10 million.
That's the problem.
After that.
It screws up your whole finances. But you know what? Yeah, I'd take him in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah.
Even for my favorite player, Nyquist.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not Larkin, right?
No, I know, straight up. But I mean, it's...
No, but Larkin has...
Oh, they want Larkin and?
No. They want the Kaiser and Nyquist and like some change.
You got to give up something to get Stamkos.
Yeah.
And I'd take him in a heartbeat.
I tell you what, Stamkos, he is playing amazing, right? For someone who
two goals last night, 20 goals already
carrying that team. I don't know what and more Detroit act. What is Eisenman thinking, messing around with him? I say this every week.
I don't get that either.
I mean, I would fire John Cooper before I got rid of Steven Stamkos.
Yeah, I don't get the friction there.
Yeah, I mean, it's one, you know, Drouin's a young kid, whatever.
Well, Drouin wants out.
But he's a young kid, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know, whoever, St. Louis was mad about the Olympics, whatever. You can't start losing MVPs and 60 goals.
Well, he's more than just a great player. He's a leader.
He's a leader. But him and Cooch, that's it. Although Palat's playing a little better down there. But, you know, it's just amazing. It was funny. It was last week. We had a lot of questions. It was funny. Last week's show, we wrapped on Wednesday or Tuesday, whatever day we did it. And we wrapped it. And literally, I think the first thing I did was turn on the NHL Network. And half the things I said were turned back. I said, Nashville, I was smart because they were talking about Johansson and who needs Johansson. I go, well, Nashville would, I mean, why would you go after Stahl? Although Stahl killed us last night. I'd go after a young guy like Johansson if I was Nashville. But, you know, they're never going to trade Seth Jones. Yeah. First thing they did at the TV,
trade
Seth Jones for Johansson.
Yeah.
What do you think about that trade? What do you think about that trade, Captain?
Well, you know what? I like Seth Jones.
Yeah, I like Seth Jones too.
Yeah. But there was a feeling they were going to move him.
Really?
Yeah, I had read something where they were thinking about it.
Wow.
I don't understand. Well, maybe because they feel they've got defense.
They completely do.
And maybe that's what it is. It's one of the rare teams that maybe has an overabundance of defense and needed some other holes filled.
They do.
I'd keep that kid though.
I think that kid could get a little bit more than a head case. Than Johansson.
Yeah, I mean...
I would think that kid could get you...
Because defense is at a premium now.
Edmonton and got a bunch... not that Eberle or Nuge and Hopkins are solid... Not solid citizens, but I mean, not that they're any more established than Johansson. But, you know, I mean, look at the way Pittsburgh is going. I mean, you don't think that after last night's debacle at the end of the year...
Oh, my God.
That, you know... Geno won't go for Seth Jones and somebody? You don't think that Giroux won't go for Seth Jones and two
Man,
first
round picks? Man, when you start getting rid of guys like picks? Geno and Giroux.
Well, look, I mean, I'm just saying, it seems to me Seth Jones, I like the trade for Nashville in the sense that they need to win now. It was good. But looking a little closer, and Johansson goes down there, and it's like, I don't know. To me, Seth Jones, he matures one more year behind Weber and Yossi, and it's like, now you're looking at a guy
that's
like can get you anybody.
He was learning from Weber.
Yeah, you know, now you're looking at a guy that can get you anybody. The other thing I said that was I said, well, who the hell is going to Vinny LeCavalier? He can't go anywhere. Who the hell is going to take his who the hell is going to take his contract?
Thank you very much.
Hey, look, he's looking good for the Kings.
Yeah.
He's finally playing, and I like the Shen deal.
What do you
like
think about that?
I like the fact that Shen's going to add some ball to the blue line since what Green's always hurt, but it doesn't put Ehrhoff on the bench. I don't understand. Ehrhoff makes me sick. Ehrhoff is literally like just someone who dated your sister who you just don't like. Like, he was a Penguin. I know he stole money from the Penguins. Every time he's on the ice as a King, it makes me a little sick. And I just can't believe that somehow Sutter doesn't, it's like when then you see Sutter, like, how can you not see through that guy? I don't understand.
What about Shen being with
him? I like Shen on that team. He's as a 5'6". He's not eating up big minutes, but he just adds someone in there, throws weight around, hits some people around the net. He's pretty good. You know, he's not, he's like, on a scale 1 to 10, he's like a 6, maybe a 5. But he's a big kid. He throws his weight around and throws some, he'll drop his gloves. He's what you need.
What they needed. Yeah.
He's exactly what they needed.
Ever since the Voinov thing, they've really had that's been their weak spot is D.
Yeah.
And that's true across the league, really.
Right.
But, yeah, I think Shen shores him up a little.
Now, the Cavalier, now, does he just say anything to anybody to say he said he's going to retire no matter what? He's going to retire after he wins the cup?
Which they could do.
They easily could do.
The way they're playing, Kings have a real shot.
Kings are looking great. I mean, they're dismantling team. I mean, Luch is on the train now.
That's just what they needed. We said it. I guess everybody kind of knew it, but he's really come through.
He's got his legs under him. He's playing great. Kopitar is the hands are. I mean, he had two in a goal and assist last night that were just ridiculous. His assist was amazing over to Toffoli. Toffoli, Kopitar, and Luch is.
That's a strong team, man.
Best line might be the best overall line in hockey. Taking nothing away from any line that Patrick Kane and Panarin are on. But maybe a little more defense, a little more physicality. They split up Ben and Sagan. The great Lindy Ruff's in a little bit of a tailspin right now.
A little bit.
It's a long season. I mean, they're allowed to lose a couple games here and a couple games there.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Still a strong squad.
Yeah, but now they got Carter back. They got King back. King was a cog. King's a big guy. Kills penalties. Gets his big butt in the way. I mean, you talk about. The Kings are on all cylinders.
I think Kings win it all.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't say that earlier in the year. Who did I pick? The Ducks.
The Ducks are fighting for
me and Megan. We picked the Ducks.
Fighting for dear life. Now they went out and got Daharsky because Gibson, missed one game. So now
they need to get a scorer.
Well, they're looking at possibly Drouin. I don't know. They're saying Daharsky is here, and that means Frederik Andersen, Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales, could be traded now for scoring.
They got to do something to get some goals.
Yeah, who needs a goaltender though? I always thought the Winnipeg, but a team that really eats my heart. I watch them all the time, and they just. They look like 10.
I don't
get it.
Trade
Ladd or trade Buffalo. Whatever is not working there is not working there, and it's dire straits.
I hate to give up Buff, but you got to do something drastic.
Well,
I
guess he's leaving anyway, but I mean, move him now because they're not winning. Not winning at all.
Yeah, you better get somebody
when
now.
When you lose to Buffalo, I mean, things aren't good.
That's not good. Yeah.
All right. So now we've lasted this long.
Speaking of Buffalo, how about Ryan O'Reilly?
Well, he's played. You know, Buffalo.
Did you hear this? Impaired driving.
Well, yeah, that's the one when he ran into
it. He ran into Tim Horton.
Yeah, that was the beginning. That was in the off season.
Yeah, I love that. I just heard about it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just heard about it. But I love that. You mean this isn't a drive-through?
That's hilarious.
Hey, did you hear Coach Q got a 3-year extension?
Yeah, the best in the business.
He's number one.
He really is the best. The only reason why I say this, and I know it may not be easier to write a wave than create one, but he's 3 cups in 6 years. You know, what more can you say? He's the best in the business
number
right
one.
Now, and I'll put him number one ahead of Babcock for the real quick reason of Babcock choked the last 2 7-game series he coached in.
Well, yeah.
As you know,
yeah,
as
yeah.
well as anybody.
Yeah. I still am hurting from that thing against Boston.
Yeah.
One bad shift change.
One bad shift. But Babcock's right up there. But it's nice as Babcock set the bar. I mean, Coach Q better give him a – better take Babcock out to dinner because he got everyone an extra million.
He put the bar right up there. And you know what? He's going to have – he's going to do great in Toronto once they get rolling. It's going to take a couple of years. We knew that.
He's doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, I mean, they already look good in spots.
Yeah. I mean, Van Riemsdyk now is out 6 to 8 weeks, which
– that's going to hurt you.
It hurts in many ways. It kind of knocks him out of the playoff picture, and it knocks Van Riemsdyk off the trade market for the trade deadline day.
Yeah, that's true, too. But I must say, you see flashes there of what's going to be in the future. I think Toronto in the future is going to be a team to reckon with.
Well, yes, and they're also going to be a team that's well-coached.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at how many really good coaches are there in the league. I mean, you know, there's about 5 or 6. And the rest of them, you can shuffle in and out, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are coming up. I think there's some movers and shakers. I think Florida now, they just lost. But they had won 11 in a row. Gerard Gallant.
They're amazing this year.
You were kind of gone when Yager was just on a tear the last couple of weeks. So it was just so much fun to watch Yager.
Wow.
Just,
and look at them. They're in first place.
Yeah. I mean, they just... He's jumped away ahead of Montreal. Now Montreal's really hit the skid.
Montreal's had some issues. You know, they started off so hot, and then they've been 4-13 since early December.
Wheels are really kind of coming off. You have,
they need scoring.
Yeah, I mean Fleischmann, who looked like the best offseason pickup for nothing. Now he's on the bench. The Cassian is now in Edmonton for Mrs. Scrivens. So Mrs. Scrimmins can now shop in downtown Montreal, yeah. Make her happy.
She loves that, yeah.
You know, just a lot of things have gone wrong in Montreal.
Well, the
Penguins go in and beat you, things are bad. Things are not looking up. And, you know, and I love Subban. Subban is yelling out. He's taking a leadership role and bitching about it. Not bitching in a bad way, in a good way, saying we all got to play better. I don't care if I score.
You
got to
stand up and say something.
Yeah. So
you know what? The rumor is maybe if Winnipeg doesn't re-sign Adam Ladd.
No, Ladd's going to go to
the Habs.
The Habs.
No, that's a rumor. I don't know.
They better make something happen. Both teams better make something happen now. Because Andrew Ladd is he needs to go. I mean, I would get rid of both of them now if I was Winnipeg. Because something's going on. The Avalanche have jumped ahead of them, and just when you think the Avalanche might be okay, they get smoked last night. You know,
Varlamov not looking good, man.
No, well, of course, you know. Every time he makes a little bit of a ripple. He falls back to where...
Patrick Waugh actually went in the paper and said, we are not at all good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, we are not good at all.
Yeah, he's trying to...
Light a fire.
And polish up his resume.
Yeah.
That's what stinks. It's hard to go... I mean, look at Tocchet. The Penguins fired their coach, fired Don Barzini, and they brought in Sullivan. But, of course, Tocchet stayed on... as a assistant, because you can't fire legends.
No. I love Tocchet.
That's why you don't hire legends. especially when it's your team.
That's a good point.
Because you can't fire him then. So why even get in that? You know,
I always love talking as a player.
Oh, everyone loves talking as a player. Yeah. Him is running your power play from behind the bench. I'm not quite sure about.
Yeah,
but Gerard Gallant though, you talk and then Willie. You know, it was great because when they finally lost after 12 games, you know, I guess the Sedins are talking some crap. And then all the benches, it almost was an end-of-game bench-clearing brawl. And you had Denny Potvin saying the Sedins only use their fingers. What are Sedins pointing fingers for? All they're good for is putting them in peanut butter.
Well, speaking of the Sedins, Daniel just tied the all-time scoring. He tied Naslund.
Yeah, Marcus Naslund.
All-time scoring for the Canucks.
Yeah.
346 goals.
You would have thought the Sedin would have... That's how long Naslund was there. You would have thought the Sedin would have had that record by now, right?
You'd think.
You know what's really interesting is Barré is fifth on that list. And you would think Barré had more than that. But, you know, that gig last night really knocked me out.
Should we tell him about that?
No, we don't have Marcus Naslund, right?
Yeah,
he's the answer of a very funny trivia question and a sad one.
And what is that?
What was the worst trade the Penguins ever made in their history? And they traded Marcus Naslund for Alex Stojanovic or Stanoski or something like that. Some big Polish guy came in, lost like two fights, and was never seen again.
Wow!
And they were done with Marcus Nat. That was in the glory days. No, we got anyone can score. Yeah. Why isn't this 19-year-old kid scoring? Yeah. And they trade him to Vancouver, and he became a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Speaking of scoring legends, did you see who hit 500 and 501 goals?
Was it Iggy?
No, Iggy had 600.
Yeah, so Iggy hit six, right?
He hit 600. Yeah, they already got him the plaque.
Yeah, yeah. No, he.
I didn't even put you on the spot. Mr. Ovechkin.
Oh, he did? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. The big deal.
Faster than anyone in history?
Fifth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fifth. I got the stats right here. I did my homework. Fifth in history. Fifth fastest to 500. He did it in 801 games.
And now, who was the fastest? A great one?
The great one did it in 575. Lee Magnifique. In 605.
Okay.
My favorite winger of all time, not named Jaromir Jagr, Mike Bossy in 647.
Gotta love Bossy.
Bossy, when you're third, that basically means you're number one. Because everyone, no one's ever ahead of Lemieux and Gretzky. In anything. So
yeah, starts at three.
Yeah, like of the people born of natural birth. Mike Bossy's third, and the great Brett Hull is at 695. So Ovi beat him there. And I'll tell you what, Ovi, the weekend was fantastic. I think a guy on Twitter. I did this like 2 years ago at Sideshow, which is interesting because now we are officially on the...
We're on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
The Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta love it.
Our new official our official network.
They are number one.
Number one. Big,
our new home.
A huge network, our new home. It's just great. We want to thank everyone over there.
You can't beat Blog Talk.
Jay and Amy putting it together for us over there.
They make it happen.
And thank you, and we're proud to be a part
of
it.
Very excited to be part of that.
Very excited to be a part of it. We really are. But, anyway, back in the Sideshow days, I think one of the Christmas breaks, I went through and listed all the announcers I liked.
Oh, right, uh-huh.
I know you were off because I was trying to invent programming to talk for an hour. So somebody at Twitter...
Announcers is always a good way to go.
So someone on Twitter is like, who do you like besides Doc? And I'll do that in the Twitter section.
Good, because you're answering all my tweets.
Oh, no, well, I'm going to save it for the Twitter section. But what I'm going to say is goal 500 goal 499 was Ovechkin won it in overtime. And it's going to be the save of the week is Holtby against the Rangers. Most ridiculous toe save on Steppen in the 3-on-3.
Is that right?
Ridiculous. Yeah. Then, Ovechkin just comes down, and I'm laying in bed. It's a morning game in L.A. It's an afternoon game, and I literally jump up like I was Lazarus, like from the dead. Ovechkin just takes the puck, goes the distance, and scores like a Jager goal. Just like a guy on his back, just wrister. Just place goes, calf center goes nuts. And the radio guy's call was great. I've heard this from him a couple of times. He goes, "Oh, Alexander Ovechkin, good morning, good afternoon, and good night."
he covered it all.
Yeah. And good night to the New York Rangers. Wow, and that it was just like Ovechkin is just sick. Is just sick.
Wow. Speaking of Lazarus, can I take just a quick moment to prop one of the great entertainers of all time, David Bowie?
Yes.
That's the name of his last video.
Look at that.
If you see it, it's awesome. And
it's amazing. Isn't it?
Yeah. And it's truly a sad thing because what a great talent.
Yeah, he was, and as soon as I heard he passed, I thought of you, because of all the rock guys, he's your favorite.
He's my fave.
Yeah, that's
it was a tough show. We had to kind of just stop with the jokes, and we played all of Bowie for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Tribute.
He was so talented. Like, no one's talented like David Bowie.
Yeah. Real talent.
Yeah. I mean.
Pretty weird. He's like Gretzky.
Yeah, he was just absolutely ridiculously talented. He just had so many killer songs.
And big catalog.
Such a cool dude.
Yeah.
Such a cool dude.
Well, very sad. Moving on, I got to talk about the crazy bounce last night in the Pens game.
Oh, yeah. A crazy bounce. You got me going now.
Here we go.
A crazy bounce. I'm sick of excuses. The Carolina Hurricanes should be able to get 13 crazy bounces, and you still beat the Carolina Hurricanes. We beat Montreal. First of all, we look great. The 3-on-3 Blackhawks versus Penguins might have been the greatest sporting 3 minutes, even though the Penguins lost, like I've ever seen. As far as Hossa, you had Hossa, Panarin, Taves, Kane, Duncan Keith, and Crawford versus Malkin, Sid, Daly, Letang, Kessel was out there. It was in the flower. It was ridiculous.
I was against that format, and now I love it.
Yeah. No, I'm really hurt from last night. Like I said, I know you can't get up for all 82 games. I don't expect that. But you know what? If you beat the Canes, you are, after your, blank show of a season, after all, coaches losing their jobs, the nicest thing you can say about Sid is he wasn't interested for 3 months. I'm not going to call him a coach killer. But, he didn't show up for it. Other than Malkin playing Jesus in Flower, an S show for 4 months, and you were still away from beating the Stahl brothers and nobody in a decrepit ward from being in the playoffs, and you don't show up? It's a disgrace. I've sat through the Penguins wearing blue and sucking. I've sat through the Jager to the lottery sucking. They didn't show up. It was a disgrace. It was a disgrace last night. It was an app. Postal workers showed more hustle than those guys did last night for two periods. I know that Sid came out. Hey, our captain woke up. Oh, yeah, captain. Hey, yeah, great. It was a disgrace. I'll tell you, they deserve to go to the lottery. I mean, really. Break them up. If they can't wait, go to. It's an hour flight. It's an hour easy flight to a nice airport against a suburb. Half the fans are Penguin fans. You can't show up and win that. Wow. It should have been 3-0. It should be 3-0. It should be 3-0. You don't think back in the day, you don't think Lemieux and those guys and Stevens would just be like, after all this, Lemieux's back feels a little better. We're a point away from making the playoffs. You don't think they would have went and put 5 on them in the first period?
Yeah, come on.
You don't think they should have came out? How many more? How many offsides can David Perron get more offsides than a Down syndrome kid in third grade playing peewee football? How many offsides can David Perron get? Who does nothing? David Perron, wave David Perron, and he's, what's that quote? I know I'm going crazy. What's that quote? I know there's a million. I'm sorry. The coach at UCLA.
Jim Mora.
Oh, no. The great coach, Wooden.
Oh, John Wooden.
John Wooden. Yeah. What's he say? Like, activity doesn't equal achievement.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Perron, I don't care how many guys you pretend to hit in the corner. You haven't done a goddamn thing.
Don't mistake activity for achievement.
There. Yeah. Perron thinks like a forecheck after the puck's been moved, but not even a hard one. But that's like, oh, that's contributing to the line. That's not doing anything, Perron. You're not doing anything.
So what do you think? Are they going to unload some of their big stars?
There's no one to unload. I mean, if they get rid of Flower, I mean, if they got rid of Flower, they would be behind Columbus. He saved their whole season.
No, you got it. Flower's playing.
Letang's actually playing. He's not worth $8 million. He's actually not playing bad. Sid now has woke up enough to where now, I guess, you know, they probably will trade Gino because what else can, you know, I mean, Rutherford's done everything else wrong. He might as well do that at the end of his tenure. I mean, you know, what else can he do to destroy the Penguins? But, I don't know. I mean, they got to do something. I don't think they're in the right direction.
What do you think they'll do trade-wise at the deadline?
I hope they don't do anything other than trading Pouliot, because I'm sick of hearing about him in the minors. We could have had Saad. We could have had Kessler. We could have had anybody with a pulse, but no, we keep him and he's in the minors. So it just getting rid of him will make me happy. I don't care if he becomes Paul Coffey. We miss Brandon Saad. Everyone say about Kessler. I'd like to have Kessler, but we have two centers. We miss Brandon Saad because you want to keep Pouliot. So Pouliot can bring nothing back unless he brings Steven Stamkos. I don't care.
Yeah, that'd be well.
You really hit me on a bad. I mean, I really was disgusted last night.
I don't blame you there. Losing to the Canes. Now, what about Kessel? How do you think he's done?
Phil Kessel?
Yeah.
He's second in the team in offsides next to Perron. He gets Dipsy. He's done okay.
Do you think he's lived up to expectations?
No, but I mean, no, I the only two guys I think that have played well all season are Malkin and Malkin still got a hooking penalty in overtime. I'll tell you, Malkin hasn't figured out how not to play overtime. Here's how you play overtime. You make two rushes and you go for a change. What Malkin does is Malkin stays out there and dipsy doos and plays the Globetrotters. Then he gets tired. Then they lose the puck and he can't play defense. Or he gets tired and gets a hook, and that's what happened last night. So
yeah,
everyone knows I love Gino, but he has to wake up in overtime. He's other than him and Flower, and I know Letang woke up just in time to go to the All-Star game. I'm sure he'll get hurt between now and then anyway, though. I mean, he only always.
Now,
lasts
I want to hear
weeks.
What the picks were for the All-Stars.
Well,
we made our picks.
Yeah, we can do those
in a minute. Yeah. I want to talk about one thing though: the Coyotes.
Yeah.
Are surprising everyone in hockey. And they've got this third-string goalie, Luis Domingue.
Yes.
Playing big right now with Mike Smith out. You know, it's pretty amazing. Third stringer in there.
He's going to be number one because Mike Smith's an old man.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's just amazing to see where they are in the standings. And Max Domi had a hat trick last night. He hasn't scored in a while, but he's starting to come alive a little.
Yeah, the Duke.
Yeah, man.
You see who now is going to be traded by the Rangers is Yandel.
I saw that, your boy.
Yeah, so all the Rangers gave up was the Duke, another guy that can play, and a first-round draft pick for Keith Yandel.
Wow, and now they're dumping him.
Now they're dumping him.
Who do you think will get Yandel?
Probably the Penguins. The way it's going. No, I don't know. I don't know who would want Yandel. Power play specialists, I believe, are a bane of existence. Are you that good? You need a. Here's who could use a power play specialist. The Blackhawks, maybe. Only, and not because their power play doesn't rule.
Right.
But just because, you know what, they can play Keith and Seabrook and Jarmelson, and they can bury them. for the other 55 minutes of a game. Other than that, I don't think you need Yandel. And I know Yandel got the big assist the other night. He got the big assist for the Rangers. Thank God the Rangers beat Boston in regulation. I was like, oh, my God, another three-point game.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just for the Penguins' purposes. But, you know, the Rangers are a little slipping right.
Yeah, they're struggling a little
now.
Yeah,
I said this last week. You know when the Penguin farm guys have to come up and add some energy to your team, it's not looking good. But, you know, Nash has to wake up again. Zuccarello's a little bit slowing down a little bit. Stepan's playing better. He's back. He came off the injury. He's playing pretty good. But and everyone's like, oh, you know, Henrik hasn't been Henrik this year. He's still been playing pretty good.
No, still playing pretty good. He made some big saves.
Yeah, I mean, some big saves. Jesus, I mean, what do you want out of the port? What do you want out of the guy? He can't play shutout hockey every game. I mean, he was doing that at the beginning of the year. I mean, you can't.
Well, and a lot of teams.
Even Flower slowed down a little bit.
A lot of teams got out of the gate fast. You know, Rangers were one of them, and then have. You know, a lot of teams have cooled off a little. The standings, a lot more teams on the bubble this year. The standings are very condensed.
It makes the trade deadline very tough.
It
makes it very interesting. You're probably not. I mean, the day that Seth Jones got traded, that might be the trade deadline day. I mean, that might be like the biggest day yet.
Maybe.
Unless Stamkos goes. I mean, I hate to keep bringing it back, but what I mean. That'll be the Earthshaker one, but is Eichmann really going to let him, you know, play and then not get anything for him and not come back?
Wow, that's just a real hard guy to let go.
If he goes to the open market, somebody is going to give him $13 million, $12 million at least. Somebody is. I don't think the Flyers would.
He's worth every penny.
Yeah. you don't think the Flyers would just get rid of everybody except like Simmons, and I mean they would dump Giroux in a heartbeat for Steven Stamkos.
Stamkos is one of the best players in the league, a leader.
And let me tell you something. And if Sid wasn't it wasn't Lemieux's buddy, I bet the Penguins would dump Sid for Stamkos in a heartbeat. I mean, Stamkos is amazing. He's still playing amazing.
He's still amazing.
He's still and him and Bishop are carrying that team.
I just like his attitude. It's a winning attitude.
It's 100% a winning attitude. He's still diving in front of pucks.
Yeah.
They don't even want him on that team.
I don't get that. I do not get that.
I mean, he's wearing the C with pride. He's wearing the C with pride.
I don't get it.
Anaheim is waking up a little bit because
they're starting to. Do you think they'll get in?
I think it depends on if. I think it depends on if anybody.
Now, who do they go after in the trade deadline? They need some goals. A lot of teams need goals, but Ducks, that's their weakness right now. They got to put the puck in the net.
I would see what happens when more people.
And you think Hans Christian's on the way out, maybe?
Well, I think so.
As trade bait?
If they trade it, if not, they're going to trade someone they need, or they're going to trade somebody that. Isn't going to bring anything back. I think he's. They don't need him, and he might get something back. I'll tell you what. Let's see. I mean, Dave Tippett. Dave Tippett is a great coach in Arizona, and he has more than he usually has right now. And there's been some years when he's put some heat on the playoffs, and he actually got Phoenix into the playoffs. So, you know, I mean, I would not want to be. You know, if Vancouver. Higgins, now they're trying to get rid of Higgins, but he's garbage. But, you know, Vancouver sticks around. The Phoenix sticks around. You know, Calgary's, they're not going away. They're going to play spoiler for someone. Edmonton, there's no more easy games in the Pacific anymore.
No, there really isn't. That's a tight format.
I can't really guarantee that Anaheim's screwed around enough, in my opinion. I don't know if they're going to make it in the playoffs.
Nobody really predicted they'd be in this position. Everybody thought they were going to have a great season. Not exactly sure what happened down there, but one of the things is their lack of offensive output.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, I don't know if Arizona's going to change the.
You think Arizona fades, or do you think they stay strong?
Well, I mean, let's just say this. Let's just say it's whatever. Let's say the Penguins lose five in a row, which very easily could happen the way they played against Carolina. It was five in a row. Blah 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 blah. The wheels are coming off, and they just say, you know what, the hell with it. Let's get some picks, and let's say they just let's say Kunitz for a first-round pick in Arizona or a second-round pick? Let's say they get two guys like that. Let's say they get Kunitz and they get Hartnell. Hey, you know, out of Columbus, sort of. You know, they're gonna have some veteran leadership. They're gonna have some guys that are gonna score some big goals down the stretch. They're gonna have a full roster. They don't really need any more young guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Look at Oliver Ekman-Larsson is ridiculous.
Ridiculous, man.
I mean, you know, now they have a goaltender.
Game winner again.
Now
last
they
night.
Have their goaltender. Looks like in the future.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, the Sedins are playing a little better. Vatanen's now playing. Horvat got injured last night for Vancouver, but they're playing a little better. You know, if Miller can stay healthy, you know, but what if Vancouver kind of goes all in a little bit? Or what if Edmonton just kind of takes off a little bit right now? You know, the West is look at the Sharks are the most Jekyll and Hyde team.
Yeah, they really are.
Ever. Yeah. I mean, what if they put it together for again?
And they could.
Yeah, I mean, Thornton the other night went Thornton went nuts against the Kaiser. On the Red Wings, I don't know what he got a burn. I haven't seen that much emotion out of Thornton since he got in that bar fight after a bachelor party, like 15 years ago when he was a Bruin.
Right. I remember.
Did you see that? I mean, he took on all the Red Wings at once.
Well, that's not that hard to do.
They have a more of a team mentality.
They're more of a
team. To quote the great Dan Bylsma, team toughness.
Yeah, but where's that? We don't have a Pro Bear anymore.
No, well, no one has.
They wouldn't do that back in Pro Bear.
Thornton would be Thornton would have retired by now. Back in those days, he would have enjoyed his golf. Him and Marlowe.
Yeah.
How about Marlowe? If Marlowe plays five more seasons, there's a chance he could be number one in all-time games played. He could pass Gordie Howe.
Is that right? Really?
Because he's never really been hurt, and he came in the league when he was 18.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
No, and that's one of those, that's like a Cal Ripken's guy.
How do you beat Mr. Hockey?
You never thought anyone would play that long.
Gordie played till he was 63.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Okay, 53, but.
I don't think they count his World Hockey League.
Oh, they don't count that, yeah.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Well, yeah. I do.
Yeah, well, as far as he's played, one more quick stat, but you know, as much as I hate Hitchcock, because Hitchcock just won 200 with St. Louis, and him, Tippett, the great Dave Tippett, and Hitchcock, and Coach Q are the only three people that have won 200 games with two different teams.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Of course, Lindy Ruff will be approaching that very shortly.
Yeah,
I assume. But now, Coach Q, he is, as we speak, he is one win away from securing second place all-time coaching wins.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, he's tied. He's tied with the great Al Arbor at 782.
For second
all-time.
Number one's got to be Scotty.
Scotty's at 1244.
Yeah,
1244. Q's 782. Al Arbor is 782. Ken Hitchcock is at 733.
So good luck 50, catching Scotty, guys.
He's 50, but Hitch is 50 behind. Q's 782. Al Arbor's 782. Hitch 733. And Dick Irvin from your era. Dick Irvin 692. But here's the only stat that counts. Scotty Bowman. Nine cups.
Yeah.
Q, three cups. The great Al Arbor, four cups. Ken Hitchcock, that asterisk when he stole it from the city of Buffalo. And Dick Irvin with four. How does Dick Irvin only have four cups?
Come on, Dick. Come on, buddy.
Talk about choking.
But yeah, right? But no one's going to catch Scotty. Look at Scotty.
No one's going to catch. Well, you know, how old's Coach Q? I guess he can't.
Well, maybe. Well,
he can't now. He can't.
No, you can't.
Right, 50 for. Nah, you probably can't.
I don't see it.
No. Where's Dan Bylsma on this list? I can't find. Can't find Disco.
The list is not all that far.
Can't
out.
Find Bob. Can't find Mike Johnson. Dan Barzini. He's not
on there.
He's not on the list.
Yeah.
Don Barzini. Not on.
No,
the
I
list.
Did want to bring one thing up.
Go right ahead.
You know, Matt Hendricks got suspended three games for boarding Aaron Ekblad. But no penalty was called on the play. Now, that's happened several times this season where there was no penalty, but in a league review, the guy got a suspension. Why no penalty?
And the refs missed it.
I guess that's the answer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are they solid and didn't call it? The old Don Koharski.
Right. You know, it just makes you wonder what they're looking at. Because it was bad enough to get a suspension, and yet they're not calling the penalty. I've just seen it a lot this year.
It was behind the play.
Okay. Well,
it was behind the play. So,
yeah, I've just seen it a bunch this year. I wonder, that made me wonder.
Well, you know, it's good. It's all for player safety.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like to blame the officials whenever possible.
Yeah, well, you're going to have one coming up, and once we get to the awards, which are coming up?
We're going to do the awards.
Hey, everybody! We're so happy to be on Blog Talk Radio, and we're also so happy to be sponsored by Yulee's Tobacco Company in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. That's 114 West Wisconsin Avenue. And if you can't make it to Milwaukee, you're not in Chicago or Minneapolis, because I say if you're anywhere near Milwaukee, you got to go there. They got the best selection of cigars. They have a whole room for pipes. They have a whole smoking area, and they got a killer staff, and they're great people. And you want to go, you want to hang out, and you want to tell them Joe sent you. Because, I mean, they're the best.
Joe, I just want to jump in here for a second. You know, I'm not really a cigar guy, but they gave me two great cigars, which I'm passing on to Johnny, because he's a cigar guy. And they were nice enough to give me a Christmas gift, an Alec Bradley lighter.
Yes.
This is classic, man.
It's a great, and that's basically...
Beautiful.
It is beautiful, and that's one of the things they have over at Yulee's. That's just a nice gift. You want to give your dad or your uncle or your brother or your husband.
This would make a killer gift.
Yeah, it's a killer gift.
Yeah. I mean, thank you guys.
And they're, I mean, that's why they're the best. But I'm telling you, you want to go in, if you're going to buy cigars anywhere within like 3 hours of that place, go down there, buy them from Yulee's because they're the best and they're super cool. Go in there, smoke a cigar, play some tunes, have a couple pops.
Gotta love those guys.
And tell them Joe and Frazier and Johnny Bench sent you from Puck Off.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, everybody. Here come the awards.
Awards.
Frazier, we missed you last week.
I love the awards.
You love the awards. We missed you last week. So we have won't go through what we did last week, but here's first of all, Johnny, fantasy update. Are you still in last place?
No, second to last.
Oh,
who's in right. last in a long time?
Oh,
nice going.
You're above me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, all there you go. this section of the show's over.
Yeah. Oh, you're not showing who's in first? Are you going to give a who's in first? I don't know.
I got to bring it up.
All right. Well, you can cut into any of the awards. If
where's our buddy Jose Galvez?
He's right there like in fifth.
Oh.
He's right there in fifth.
He won it all last year.
He won it all last year. Yeah, he's been
regular contributor playing like the Penguins.
All right. I got it.
There you go.
So you want me to run down?
No, just the first two.
Okay, just the first two. Claude Lemieux. Hat trick is at number one.
See, that's the beauty of our fantasy league is you can be. He was way in like number nine.
When yeah, was he was number, way down there.
He was way. Now he's on top. That's the beauty of all the right, way we
Claude
construct our league is
Claude Lemieux hat
parody,
trick. Way
parody,
to go.
Parody.
And Stoll's Stash is at number two.
Stoll's Stash is at number two
with the best name in the league.
Best name in the league.
Yeah.
Speaking of Stoll's Stash, Mike Richards was picked up by the Washington Capitals.
Is that right? Wow. Speaking of...
The home of him and Marion Barry can be...
yeah, they can party together.
They can party together in Washington.
Yeah.
But that was interesting. And one more quick Kings note, which I'm surprised you didn't bring up, because it is your bureau, the Stats Bureau, or the Money Bureau. Kopitar very close to signing.
Is he? Yeah.
Very close to signing. Yeah. Yeah, they're just,
you got to pay him.
They got, yeah.
Whatever.
Very. So when they say they're very close to signing, they're pretty much done. So here we go. The Dirt Ball of the Week. Dirt Ball of the Week.
My favorite award.
Dirty Deeds. Got that kick. Dirty Deeds. Got that kick. Dirty Deeds. Got that kick. Dirty Deeds and the Dunder Cheek.
Yeah.
Dirty Deeds and
you'll both love this one. Goes to whoever the goal judge is in Anaheim. The Detroit scored a goal.
Yeah.
The puck goes, how did you review that on replay and not see the puck?
That's what I don't get. You didn't see that on the replay? Come on.
I'm fairly sure there are more Red Wings fans at that game than Anaheim. The place just booed.
They were booing.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. That was a bad call.
Of course. That was a bad call. He's a dirtbag of the week.
But how do you... Whoever's in Toronto and watches the video.
The home office.
How do you see that that's not a goal?
Well, that's what I don't get sometimes is when they go to the home office and they still don't see it.
It's behind the goalie's Gatorade or it's behind the pad. You can't really. It went past the bar. It's like a baseball, like the foul. Did you see it disappear for a second?
No, that you're right. That was clear cut. Bad call.
All right.
So Dirtbag of the Week goes to that guy.
Dirtbag of the Week goes to that guy. You're Ronnie James Dio. Man on the Silver Mountain. We know who the captain's going to pick. Two hat tricks last night. One was our buddy Brock Nelson versus the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Right.
And the big one, both of them winning cause, but our buddy Max Domi with the Mad Hatter against.
You call it. I'm going with the Duke.
Going with the Duke. Ready to go. You're going with Max Domi.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going with Max.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, not Andrew Duclair. You're going.
No,
with
I'm
Max.
Going with Max.
You're not
going
to give the Oliver Ekman Larson had 4 assists in that game.
Wow!
For those keeping track of the assists award,
I'd have to go with him.
Well, sometimes we give it to players of the week, but we're not going to give it to Ovi for his 500th because literally. He's going to get 600. He's going
to
get 700.
Yeah, we'll give it to him when he gets to 6.
And he literally is going to have big weeks.
Could have given it to Iggy.
Big weeks. I think we did give it to Iggy when he won 600. We got 600.
Did we? Oh, okay.
I think we did. I'm not 100% sure now. Skirt of the week.
Of the week
goes to Ryan Johansson, already in Nashville. Let Marian Hossa just abuse him. Just abused him
in his new house.
In his new house,
doesn't look good.
In his new outfit. He had his nice new outfit on. And
way to break it in.
And Marian Hossa just abused him. So just came down and
doesn't look good to the new teammates.
No, not. I'm sure Shea Weber wasn't pleased
no.
with that performance. All right. And we had no Lemieux, Mario, or Claude's. We did have a Bob Probert. Last week's Bob Probert, you would have been proud. It was a king.
Who got it?
McBain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had a fight and a goal. And upon further review, Luch did the same thing. He had a fight and a goal in one game. But I'm so into Luch was
Luch
so,
to me is the Probert of our era.
Yeah.
Of this era.
Don't tell Burr that.
Okay.
Because he's always like he's not a goon. He doesn't have to fight the goons because he always would duck the real goons.
Yeah.
So all the Boston haters would say
okay.
Luch ducks the real goons
because Probert never ducked anybody.
Well, Probert is the goon.
Yeah.
He is King Kong. You know. But there's not. You know. Anyway. But it's not one like we like to give out because I really don't like this guy. Brandon Dubinsky. Brandon Dubinsky fought Miracle Malone of the Carolina Hurricanes And that's, I mean, even Dubinsky gets to be big shot against Columbus. I mean, he's from Columbus, against Carolina, but we can't do it against Carolina.
No,
Dubinsky can. Pathetic. All right, save of the week. Save of the week. I'm doing something different now. I announced this last week, Frage, is I don't want to list like 30 saves because it's just, I think it's boring.
Take the top three.
Yeah, top three and I pick four and then the person save.
Okay.
Or the skater save. One is I have to go Flower on Gustafson of Chicago. That was just a ridiculous toe save. And then Van Riemsdyk came down and he stopped him with the blocker. So that was like 2-1 right on the same play. It was ridiculous. We had your buddy Mazarek saving the day against the San Jose Sharks. And Mr. Gerald Ward had him dead to right. And boom, Mazarek stopped him.
Everybody in Detroit talking about
it. Dubs, Devin Dubnyk with a big time stop of the Dallas winger or the Dallas blue liner, Yakupaki. We need Dana for that one. But that was a huge save. And Minnesota beat Dallas in a big Central Division rival game. The player save of the week is Brent Seabrook on Shea Weber. Absolute cannon. It was trickling past Crawford. Seabrook comes in to save the day.
But Seabrook's
to me
so good.
To me, the save of the week, maybe the save of the season, that's how good it was Brandon Holtby with the toenail. I don't know how he stopped it. His skate stopped it in overtime against Stepan. I mean, he stretched like I don't know. He has Ken doll parts downstairs. Like, I don't know how he stretched that far and got it with the tip of his skate, and then it went the other way, and that's when you got the good morning, good afternoon.
We got to go with Holtby. You know, I'm a Zarek. I'd like to go with my homie. And Dubs, that was a big save too.
Yeah. And I will put that on the page. Because I said what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on the Facebook page too. So it's not just me listing BS saves and people, well, I didn't see that. I'm going to put that save on the page so people say, oh, that really was amazing.
Yeah, the good idea.
Yeah, I'm glad Barton pointed that out.
Yeah.
All right, now everyone's favorite, the goon of the week. TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. I'll win the fight. TNT. I'm a power. TNT. Watch me explode. Here we go. Tons of them again. I'm going to slow down so I don't stutter and read my own writing. We had a fun one. Panarin going for the hat trick against the Penguins into the empty net. So Letang went in and just absolutely hogtied him. Threw him to the ground. And then Taves, as captain should, Taves stepped in. And they didn't fight, but they wrestled around. It was cool because even the refs like, I'm not going to give you a five. Let's just move on. I got to catch a plane. we had Pollock of St. Louis. We had Pollock of Toronto just absolutely run Santarelli of the Ducks, and then Dave Manson came in or whatever the Manson whatever Manson's son is, and just absolutely went ape-ess. Just went crazy. Like after the fight, he was like, it would look like wrestling. Like he was just screaming at him. It was really funny.
I love it.
It was really funny. And in that same fight, a lot of stuff. You had Kadri basically run Gibson, and then Perry basically ran Bernier, and then Bernier like looched Perry. It was a goon. It was a goon fest. Speaking of Toronto in town in the LA area, Lucic's just, I think he did what every Toronto Maple Leaf fan has wanted to do for the last 5 years. He absolutely destroyed Kadri. Absolutely. Luch he took the money from somebody in Toronto. I mean, he just, I mean, it was, he happens, Luch has scored so many goals, so many assists. I guess he fought two times over Christmas. You know, he beat the hell out of Bolig, an old time goon to Mr. Burr, or not even Mr. Burr, to all the people who say Luch doesn't go after the big boys. Bolig is an old time goon from a different era.
Come on, Billy.
And I'm confusing. Bill's the one that always defended Luch.
Oh, he did.
He shouldn't have to go after the goons. He's a player.
Oh, I got.
When everyone was saying Luch doesn't fight the goons, this is like, you know, like 3 years ago when there was still goons. Bolig is somehow hanging around the league.
Yeah, he's a dinosaur.
He's a dinosaur, and Luch, he beat him up, man.
Luch's pretty tough.
No, Luch is as tough for as good as he is. He's as tough as he is.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, everyone, you know, there's haters out there on Luch. You know, I mean,
I can't believe that.
I mean, I defend him whenever. I mean, I still kind of defend him when he sticks in the balls. So I'm a Luch lover.
You know, here's the thing: when he was with Boston, I hated him. Now that he's with the Kings, I'm okay.
Yeah, but Bolig is a man. And one thing too, we want to shout out. I know it's Uncle Bill and he loves us, but you know, no one puts out this show in a better light, and no one says nicer things about us than Bill Burr.
Oh, Bill, and he's the biggest comedian in the world.
Yeah, and we want to thank him because we got a lot of new fans.
Number one in the world.
He is, and we got a lot of new fans thanks to him. So. As always,
the heavyweight champ.
The man with the belt. Yep. We got to thank him. He'll be on. He'll be on soon. He'll be on soon.
And very knowledgeable about hockey and everything else.
He knows. He knows his hockey. Yeah. I think you saw this one. It's in the same game actually. Toronto. My boy Leo Komarov. You know, cheap shot at Drew Doughty, and then Drew Doughty chased him down the ice, and he couldn't. He fought him like three different times. But Komarov never turned around. He kept punching him in the back of the head, and then he fell down. And then you know, it's like it was. Our buddy Court McCowan was very happy to see
Court loved that.
Dowdy show the fire. We have Johansson. I always get the pronunciations wrong. Of the Washington Capitals, elbowed Hickey in the head. Old Matt Cook maneuver. Two games for that. We already talked about Thornton. Going nuts against everyone on the Kaiser and everybody on Detroit. We had a here's one I loved. I absolutely loved, and I think I'm gonna stop here because I really do get like there's too many goons. I think people don't want to hear me just reading off. This will be my goon of the week. Tarasenko fought Kessler.
Oh wow,
Kessler is a tough guy.
He's tough. Yeah,
he's tough. He plays nails.
And Tarasenko's not known for that.
Not known for that, but he's a big guy. And Kessler, I think, hit Shattenkirk cheap or not nice.
Yeah.
And Tarasenko went right after.
Good for him.
I love it when he's got that Russian, that Ovi, Malkin. These guys that say, the European players, those Russian guys are like the KGB.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they are.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's.
They got a little Ivan Drago in all of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's my goon of the week is Vladimir nice Tarasenko.
Reference. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Tarasenko, I love that kid anyway. But you know what? I'm going to go with Doughty.
There you go.
Could have been Manson. Could have been Thornton. I'm going with Doughty because that's my boy. And, you know, he had to represent.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are the awards. Once again, I want to thank all of our sponsors. We want to thank the Blog Talk Radio Network for picking us up. It's a big network. We're happy to be part of it.
Thanks, guys. We're really excited.
Also thank the Pro Hockey News. The number one source in hockey news for around the world, not only NHL, AHL, OHL, any conglomerate, your favorite player is in Pakistan, Ubanistan.
Doesn't matter.
Pakistan,
you can't be hockey
any
news.
Stand, the they Pro Hockey News has your back, and I'm an esteemed columnist there, so check it out.
Yeah, you are.
It's fabulous. All right. Johnny Bench, here are the tweets.
First up, we have a nice compliment from Ty BMX. He says, I love hockey, and I'm glad to have a source for news and a way to share my thoughts. Keep up the good work. And also, he was referred by Bill Burr.
Oh, look at that. Awesome, man.
So thanks again, Bill Burr.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Jim Elliott says, besides Doc Emmerich, who is your favorite guy to listen to while watching a game?
All right, you want to go, Frazier? Let you go first. I compiled my list.
I love the Kings announcer, man.
Bob Miller.
Yeah, Bobby's the best.
Yeah, Hall of Fame. They don't hand that out easily.
Love Bobby.
All right. Because I do watch everything I put together. I literally watch everything. I put together a list of local guys that I love. So there's 30 teams. Here's my top 10. So it doesn't include Doc Emmerich because he's national.
Right.
We have Mike Lang, Penguins guy, Hall of Famer. That's like your grandma's cooking. I mean, but it's not just for Pittsburgh. He's in the Hall of Fame. He invented every hockey saying there is, he basically invented. Number two, the great Bob Miller from the Kings. Number three, an old veteran Hall of Famer from the Islander dynasty, still does some games, Jiggs McDonald.
You got to love Jiggs.
He used to call the Kings, I think, way back in the purple era, right?
Come on, that guy's great.
And he teams with Howie Rose. He does the games Howie can't do. I also love Howie Rose, and that's the Islander guy. Dave Schrader used to be an ESPN guy, now does Dallas Star games. I like him. An underrated guy who I remember when he first came to San Jose, I thought, this guy's terrible. Not terrible, but I didn't like him. Randy Hahn, he called Sharks games. I think Randy Hahn does a great job. He's really matured into being a really great hockey announcer. He does some NBC games now and then again. The great Rick Degenerate from Buffalo, just fabulous. He had the Mayday, Mayday.
Oh, yeah, that guy's good.
Mayday, yeah. Fabulous call there.
Yeah.
And Joe Beninati from the Capitals. You love Joe Beninati from the Capitals.
Joe's awesome.
Yeah, Joe's a great one. Sam Rosen, you know, just old school from the Rangers. He's kind of an easy listen. Pat Foley of the Chicago Blackhawks. We love Pat Foley.
Pat Foley's pretty amazing, too.
I believe Pat Foley's in the Hall of Fame. And then the great Kenny Daniels teaming up with Mickey Redmond in Detroit. I'm sure you got to enjoy him on your
I love the Mick on
there. You love Mick's color.
Yeah.
Mick's fight. Oh, Mick's so great. He's so old school.
He's old school.
But Kenny Daniels does a great job. The Caps radio guy, who I just love when they throw him on there, with his highlights. The good morning, good afternoon, good night. That's as great as.
That was a pretty classic call right there.
That's as great as the Brodeur lost his liquor license.
Number one for me is still Bob Miller.
Bob Miller. And two more real quick points of announcing. If you don't watch it already on the Hockey Network, every 9 a.m. and 12, noon and 3, they do Hockey Central on the – and Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, the great Doug McClain is there. And him and Nick Kyprios are hilarious, and they – Doug McClain's been in the league for 40, 50 years. He knows more about hockey. You know, he's forgotten more about hockey than I'll ever know.
Yeah.
And he's just great to watch. But on the side note of that, the guy I can't stand, I know how he gets these jobs. He was on there the other day. I was like, what is Billy Jaffe? Not a fan of Billy Jaffe. I don't think Billy Jaffe knows a hole in the ground from, you know what, but that's just me.
I like JR.
Yeah. You like JR. I like JR.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't mind it. I don't like Billy Jaffe. Yeah.
All right, Dana has one that is very near and dear to my heart. He says, I think it's time that everyone recognizes Mrazek as the man in Detroit. Howard is past his prime.
Dana, you've done it again. Dana's usually right about everything, and he's right there. I have to say that. I liked Jimmy Howard when he was a few years back, but I think Mrazek's the guy now.
Yeah.
He's really inconsistent now.
Yeah, he is.
He played good, Howard. I will say that. But, yeah, I mean, but I think we've crowned – I think we've crowned Mrazek number one all year, right? I mean,
yeah, Mrazek. Yeah,
we've crowned him. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a shame that the Hollenbeck kind of, or I would have thought Howard for our buddy for Big Buff.
That would be an interesting trade.
I would have thought Howard for Big Buff, but now
oh, man.
They now holler back, y'all. look like he's the goaltender in Edmonton. Winnipeg.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That would have been a great trade.
Yeah.
I would have made that in a minute.
But yeah, I think we've Mrazek, said all along Mrazek's that Mrazek's the guy.
Yeah.
I think we said, no offense to Mr. Howard.
All right, that's it.
That's it. Wow. Hey, we had it's great to be back, guys. I missed you, and it's really exciting to see what's going on in the league. A lot of stuff going on. It's a very tight format right now different divisions. And Joe, it's great to see you again. Johnny?
Yeah, we'll do. I know you wanted to go through the All-Stars again, but
we do that next week.
But since I did it I just did it last week. We'll do it because the All-Star week will be a little slow.
Yeah,
there won't be any games really. So
I just want to see how my picks.
So we'll go through and we'll scrutinize.
Were my picks close? That's all I need to know.
Oh yeah, you were very close.
All right,
you were very close. I will be in Costa Mesa, that hockey hotbed, this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of hockey going on down there.
A lot of roller hockey,
but yeah.
But then I got Fresno the first week. I'll be there the first week in February. In Fresno, I will be in Pittsburgh at the Arcade Theater the last weekend in February. Please get your tickets now for that big event.
Beautiful. I'm going to be at the Ice House tomorrow night in Pasadena.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. And my usual 10 p.m. hosting at the World Famous Laugh Factory in Hollywood Friday night. And, of course, my radio show on 95.5 KLOS, The Mothership, Sunday nights, 10 p. till 2 a. Pacific. Please check it out if you can.
It's always the best. It really is. It's really like you don't want the commercials to hit.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say.
I've asked them to
take those out of my show, but they won't. I don't know what that is.
No, because it's always like, because you even play great music. You know what I mean? So it's always like, it's like everything flows real nice. It's a great show, man.
Oh, buddy, thank you so much.
I can't tell people, listen on iHeart Radio Sunday night, check it out.
Well, very nice of you. And you know what, guys? Great to see you both. We had a wonderful show tonight, and we thank you for joining us.
We hope.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Seemed like it to me. We thank you for joining us on Puck Off on our new network, guys. Thank you. We are out.